Welcome back to the Circle One Jumpstart, where we prepare you for the key trading events in the week ahead. For the week of February 10, Chinese tariffs on the U.S. come into effect, the Fed weighs in, and markets get a peek at U.S. AI and security policy under Trump. I'm John Gordon in Hong Kong. Let's get into it. All right, so U.S. President Trump's approach to trade tariffs has thus far involved rapid escalation followed by equally swift de-escalation, particularly if you're thinking about Canada and Mexico. However, that has not been the case with China, which has now seen an additional 10% in universal tariffs imposed. This Monday, China's retaliatory tariffs will go into effect. Now, unlike previous rounds, these are not broad-based tariffs. Instead, they target specific sectors like energy and agricultural equipment, which will see rates ranging from 10 to 15%. Now, notably, these sectors are areas where we believe China could eventually agree to increase U.S. purchases in an effort to reduce the trade deficit and also address Trump's concerns. As these tariffs take effect on Monday, some investors have asked us whether we might find ourselves in another tit-for-tat retaliatory spiral. We think probably not. China's overall response so far has been fairly restrained. In addition to tariffs, we've seen metal export restrictions, no surprise, a few additions to the unreliable entity list, and a probe into Google. Now, media reports have also suggested that Apple's App Store in China may come under investigation, which is something that will be key to watch. However, in general terms, and without taking any company-specific views, we think China will be more cautious in directly targeting U.S. multinationals as it needs foreign direct investment right now. How aggressively they proceed may influence future investments by these companies. Of course, it's not just China that has to worry about tariffs. On Friday, President Trump reiterated a threat to levy reciprocal tariffs on many countries next week. Now, media sources suggest he'll add new tariffs in a bid to offset the cost of planned tax cuts as part of the budget. That follows more oblique hints that Trump could soon impose tariffs on the EU in particular. Now, the non-trade irritant tariffs on Mexico and Canada came off pretty quickly. There was obviously some room for negotiation. That's less clear when it comes to tariffs that are designed to fund an anticipated hole in the budget. We think any announcement could weigh on the single currency in particular, offering an attractive window to position for short-term euro weakness. We also think a cautious stance on the yuan is warranted in this backdrop. The dollar itself, likely to see more near-term strength. So how significantly could these new tariffs impact the U.S. economy? Our base case scenario involves selective tariffs, which we think may dent but not derail U.S. economic growth. And we're not alone in grappling with this question. This week, we'll hear from several Fed speakers, most notably Chair Jay Powell, who will offer his semi-annual testimony before Congress. Expect him to face questions regarding tariffs, inflation, and growth, and of course, the broader suite of Trump policy. Recent messaging from Fed speakers indicates a reduced urgency to lower rates into the current backdrop. The Fed has been communicating that it's data dependent, and it's also increasingly factoring in potential tariffs into its thinking. Payrolls data last Friday came in cooler than expected. Now a softer jobs market could help justify rate cuts in the coming months. On the data front, we will receive further guidance this week from both U.S. inflation data and retail sales data. Our expectations remain for a resilient U.S. economy and continued strength from the U.S. consumer. However, cross-asset volatility is likely to pick up on tariff and policy uncertainty, supporting a continued allocation, not just to equities, but also bonds in a portfolio context. Now, we believe that high-grade and investment-grade bonds can offer both yield and act as an effective portfolio stabilizer. Investors can also consider diversifying and boosting their portfolio income through areas like diversified fixed income strategies, senior loans, private credit, and equity income strategies. Across markets, the global focus has been squarely on Washington in President Trump's early weeks, and that will continue to be the case this week ahead. But I also want to flag Vice President J.D. Vance's Europe trip, his first time abroad since taking office. And I do that for several reasons. Now, Vance, who is backed by major technologists and comes from a tech VC background, will attend an AI summit in Paris. President Trump ultimately drives policy here, but what Vance says may offer insights on the incoming administration's stance on AI export controls, AI regulation, and global competition. Now, you may remember, on his way out the door, former President Joe Biden announced a major export control framework shakeup governing AI chips. We've yet to get a clear sense of how the Trump administration will handle this. The arrival of China's DeepSeek AI model has also seen voices grow louder on further tightening foreign access to leading AI chips. After Paris, the vice president then goes to Munich for a security conference, which will include a focus on the Ukraine-Russia conflict and also NATO. The new U.S. administration has been quite vocal in reviving its maximum pressure campaign targeting Iran and its oil production. It's been vocal on NATO spending and also its desire to see a negotiated settlement between Ukraine and Russia. So headlines from this could impact a variety of assets. Now, we believe that by diversifying across asset classes, regions, and sectors, investors can effectively manage some of these short-term risks while growing long-term wealth. Gold has been a key beneficiary of this diversification flow, hitting a new high above $2,880 per ounce. We think safe haven demand will continue, and so will central bank de-dollarization supporting gold. We think prices could rally as high as $3,000 an ounce over a 12-month timeframe. I should also mention hedge fund strategies as another way to navigate geopolitical shifts and to insulate portfolios from potential losses for those willing and able to manage the associated risks around liquidity. Now, historically, hedge funds have exhibited an ability to capture tactical dislocations across sectors and asset classes and to generate alpha by doing that, while still adhering to strict risk limits. As we've seen already in the early days of the second Trump administration, an increase in short-term dislocations on headlines and geopolitics looks likely. All right, that's it for this jumpstart on the trading week ahead. Thanks for listening. You can find more great investment ideas and content across the UBS House View and on Circle One. I'm John Gordon. We'll see you next time.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investor investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.